Back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan made scientists the Cold War's cavalry. Make me a nuclear missile shield, he demanded.
I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
That was then. This week, the Star Wars missile shield was shelved by President Obama. Politics trumped science. We're not in the 1980s anymore. Blindsided by politics in the 21st century, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Friday, September 18th. I'm John Huckenberry, flying solo here on The Takeaway. This hour, Michelle Obama steps into the healthcare battle. We'll explore the First Lady's role in this debate. We'll bring you an odd political story from one of your fellow listeners, how South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, the You Lie guy, winds up hitting a Massachusetts critic up for money. Plus, it's Friday, so we'll help you avoid picking a lousy movie this weekend. But first, Alexander Cooley joins us. He's a professor at Barnard College at Columbia University, the author of Base Politics, Democratic Change in the U.S. Military Overseas, talking about that sort of Star Wars reference there at the top of the hour. Is it possible that by shelving the missile shield in Europe this week, President Obama has killed the old controversial anti-ballistic missile, the ABM argument from back in the 70s?
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. He certainly killed one strand of it, which was a continuous desire to develop a capability to target ICBMs coming out of Russia. One of the problems of the current configuration of the missile defense system was there was always some ambiguity. Officially, this was aimed at Iran, but the Russians certainly didn't see it that way, and we offered security guarantees to countries that were going to host the shield against attack from Russia. So this has been a political...
So maybe Russia's off the table. Plenty of ambiguity yet.
No, that's absolutely right.
Well, Professor Cooley, are you ready to debate with Ambassador John Bolton in just a moment about the implications of this policy?
Absolutely.
All right, stay tuned. We will continue that conversation in just a moment. But now everything else you need to know this morning. In the headlines, the Securities and Exchange Commission wants tough new regulations for credit rating agencies. And it also wants a ban on so-called computer flash orders, a complicated computer trading system. A top American commander is giving stark assessment of the situation in Afghanistan. Central Command Chief General David Petraeus says violence is upset. 60% from last year. In Iran, opposition protesters are defying a government ban on demonstrations. Dozens came out today to challenge a much larger pro-government rally. Iran's president tells NBC his country doesn't need nuclear weapons, but will never give up its nuclear program. Iran has long claimed that its program is for energy only, but many nuclear watchdogs disagree. On Wall Street, the markets barely moved yesterday. The Dow opens today at 97.84. The S&P trades at 10.65. And the NASDAQ begins at 21.27. You just can't put it to rest, folks. Joe Wilson's controversy about racism and criticism of Barack Obama kept many of you calling us yesterday. We're opening the lines back up so you can have your say, too. Why is the Joe Wilson liar question such a hot topic? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here, flying solo on The Takeaway. But, hey, we have an exciting announcement in that regard. So listen up later on in the program. But first, we begin with a debate about a decision Barack Obama made this week. Here he is speaking about it yesterday.
We've also repeatedly made clear to Russia that its concerns about our previous missile defense programs were entirely unfounded. Our clear and consistent focus has been the threat posed by Iran's ballistic missile program, and that continues to be our focus and the basis of the program that we're announcing today.
It's President Obama elaborating about his decision to shelve former President Bush's plans for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe, a project that had become a major irritant in relations between the U.S. and Russia, and charges and countercharges were firing back and forth even between the Obama and administration and the Russian government right around inauguration time. We're back now with Alexander Cooley, professor of international relations and foreign policy at Barnard College at Columbia University. And we welcome back to the program Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from August 2005 to December 2006. He's currently a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Ambassador Bolton, let me just begin with you. I just want to get clearly from both of you. your position on this decision by the Obama administration, and I want you to have at it. You are opposed or supportive of this decision, Ambassador Bolton?
Well, I think it's a catastrophic decision because it exposes the United States to the risk of Iranian long-range missiles. There was never any issue that Iran has a long-range missile capability today. It takes time to build these sites, and this was being constructed or would have been constructed against the risk of an Iranian threat some years down the road. So in a way, what happened yesterday was a lot of card shuffling by the administration, and it's a decision I think will have profoundly negative consequences for our allies in Central and Eastern Europe,
okay.
And it will have profoundly negative consequences in the Pacific as well, where countries like Japan and South Korea will ask what our commitment to them is.
I certainly want you to elaborate on that. Ambassador Bolton, card shuffling and a catastrophic decision, that's his position. Alexander Cooley, would you say this is a catastrophic decision, or are you more supportive?
Not at all. On balance, I would say this is a very good decision. First of all, the missile defense system was unproven in terms of its capability against a threat that had not yet materialized in terms of Iranian ICBMs. As the decision made clear, the focus now will be on countering short and medium range missiles that the Iranians are developing, and this system will do that sooner and more effectively. So in terms of dealing with the potential threat from Iran, I think this reconfiguration of the system is much more on target than the previous version.
All right, let's break it down into two pieces. There's an Iranian component to this, Ambassador Bolton, and a Russian component to this. Does this enhance our clout with the Russians, in your view, Ambassador Bolton?
Of course not. The Russians are going to pocket this concession and wait for the next one. That's the way they negotiate. The whole argument that the Polish and Czech sites somehow threaten them has been bogus from the beginning, and they've known it. They've used it for their internal purposes. Those sites were directed against threats to the United States emanating from the Middle East. They have no capacity to constrain a putative Russian attack on the United States. And if you don't believe that, look at a globe. Russian missiles come over the North Pole. Radars and missiles sighted in Eastern Europe would always be chasing the incoming Russian missiles, exactly the wrong way to do it. So this whole idea that canceling these sites somehow helps press the reset button with Russia is totally naive.
Professor Cooley?
Well, Russian analysts were never convinced that the missile defense system would stay at the 10 interceptors as presently configured, right? They thought this would be used in the future to expand capabilities to be able to actually target Russian missiles. Now, at the present, that did seem like an unfounded threat. But the bigger issue here is that our particular national interests are tied into a number of arms controls treaties, and this will allow us to successfully conclude the post-START treaty with Russia.
So you say it gives us more credibility in those ongoing arms control talks, Professor Cooley?
I absolutely think it does. Also, this actually...
Well, let's get a comment from Ambassador Bolton on that. Do you think it helps us with the current discussions on arms control?
Here's the way this discussion with the Russians is going to go. We say we'll give up missile defense in Poland and Czechoslovakia, and in exchange, we'll reduce our nuclear capabilities even further. The Russians will graciously say, we accept. This is an unambiguous win for the Russians.
Is it one-sided, Professor Cooley? I mean, what are the Russians likely to offer here?
Oh, absolutely not. First of all, we're doing this because it's in our own national interest to do this, right? So all these demands for a linkage to Iran or some sort of issue, I think, miss the point here, that we are reconfiguring this away from a Cold War system, right, an ideologically based system to counter threats that are much more 21st century based. The other thing that we gain from this is that we place this new system within the NATO framework, within the NATO context. One of the things that cost us so much political capital with the missile defense system is that we went around the backs of our NATO allies and cut these separate deals with the Czechs and with the Poles, which actually were ever increasingly unpopular in these countries. This is going to allow us to reconfigure the new system, place it within a much more secure alliance type of framework, and this is why NATO Secretary General Rasmussen was broadly supportive of this yesterday.
All right, hold on 1 second. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates talking about the other component of this entire debate, and that is whether there is a realistic threat from Iran.
The intelligence community now assesses that the threat from Iran's short and medium-range ballistic missiles, such as the Shahab-3, is developing more rapidly than previously projected.
Ambassador Bolton, are the ship-based and existing sort of missile interceptor technology that President Obama spoke about yesterday capable of dealing with that threat that Secretary Gates spoke about?
Yes, and in fact, the deployment of these resources was under planning during the Bush administration. There's nothing new about this. The difference is the sea and land-based assets the president was talking about will help defend Western Europe. The ground-based system in Poland and Czech Republic was to defend the United States. So I'm sure the Europeans are happy that we're going to provide better defenses for them. That's great, and I think it's appropriate we should do it. But the loss here is the loss in defensive capabilities for the United States. And let me say, yesterday administration officials briefed congressional offices on this and conceded they had no new intelligence and that this intelligence assessment had been done earlier in the administration at the administration's direction, reflecting the fact that the president, the vice president, have never had faith in national missile defense capability. Mm-hmm. So I think this assessment is just as flawed as the December 2007 estimate that concluded Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons designs.
Professor Cooley, are we, as Ambassador Bolton suggests, more vulnerable with this decision? And secondly, is it simply a continuation of what was going on during the Bush administration?
No, I think quite the opposite. I think we are using this decision to configure our posture to more realistic threats, that the system is going to be more flexible, more adaptive for the future. We can make more midstream adjustments, and that simply we are going to be replacing something that is realistic, offering something that's realistic and replacing something that was unproven and cost us a whole lot of political capital.
How are we less vulnerable if, as Ambassador Bolton says, we've taken off the table a defensive system that was for the U.S., not for something against Iran?
First of all, we still have interceptors that are going to be based in Alaska and California.
Can I just interrupt there? I'm sorry to do this. Those interceptors are useful against North Korea. They have nothing whatever to do with threats from Iran or the Middle East. Nothing.
Future ICBM threats that we are now saying are not likely to be the main delivery systems for Iranian missiles, right?
You know, that just does not reflect Iranian technology. They have, within the past 2 months, launched an Earth satellite. They have successfully tested an advanced medium-range two-stage missile. They have increasingly moved to solid fuel-based rockets, which permit very easy scaling up to ICBM range. And I want to say again, because I think this is important.
Quickly.
There was never an argument that the Iranian threat existed today. We are projecting against the threat in a couple of years. And if that threat comes true, there's no light switch you can turn on to say, oh, well, let's have those Polish and Czech sites back.
All right, Ambassador Alexander Cooley, a final thought before we go?
Yeah, I mean, the old system also was not necessarily located in the optimal way to deal with Iranian missiles, right? Having interceptors in Poland, radar system in Czech Republic, actually left a lot of gaps of allies near Iran, including Turkey. So I think the reconfigured system is much more effective.
All right. You're getting a sense of what the debate is going to be over the consequences of this decision by the Barack Obama administration. Ambassador John Bolton, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
He's the author of Surrender is Not an Option, Defending America at the United Nations and Abroad. And Alexander Cooley is a professor of international relations and foreign policy at Barnard College. He's the author of Base Politics, Democratic Change, and the U.S. Military Overseas. Coming up, Michelle Obama takes her steps into the healthcare debate.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.